Your father is this. What's his father? Your father's name?
Bahar.
Bahar Yisrael? Uh-huh. And he came in 1907?
He came here. It's the first time he came here in 1907 to Seattle, Washington. He stayed there 3 years. He made some money. He came back to Rhodes. My father was a banker. But he came back to Rhodes, you know. And he said he wants to start as a bank bishop again. He didn't like it. He says, he was just making money in the United States. Over there, he had to work hard to make a penny. So he didn't like it. Because family, they all come back to Seattle, Washington. So it was 1910.
Oh, yeah? Was he married when he came the
first time? Sure, he left his family.
When he came to Seattle the first time, he just wanted to make a little bit of money?
He came, he went to Seattle, he made $2,000. The other day, he came home, I remember when he came to our country, he had a belt over here full of $20 gold pieces.
Hey, that's great.
He took out the belt, you know, from the table. I was 10 years old, I remember, you know. He was a rich Americano. So he wanted to start a business in Rhodes. He opened up like a liquor store, see? Bar in Rhodes. So he opened a liquor store, he was a rich American, see? All the people used to know, they used to go and see him. Oh, Mr. Israel, how are you? My father said, come on, son, drink. He used to give him a drink. And nobody would buy. He was buying to everybody. So after four or five months, you know, the money was going away, you know. So he said, you better get out of here and go back to the United States. We can make a living.
So he left primarily because he wanted to make a little bit more economically, right?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Like, do you recall, like, what kind of circumstances there were in Rhodes? Like, what was the living conditions out there?
Well, it was fair, you know, but you couldn't find a better living, you know. You had to work hard for a living. That's all. There was no advancement, you know.
And was he in baking?
He was a baker.
In Rhodes?
Well, yeah, he was a baker all his life.
Uh-huh. Your grandfather also was a baker.
Oh, yeah? Like most of the jobs they were handed down
from
fathers
and
their most of them.
Yeah, mostly.
Well, you know, I was wondering about those the bakery.
Yeah.
Like they have like what some big ovens.
Yeah.
But
still in Rhodes.
They still
go.
Oh yeah.
You'll still see it in the old city. Ask them where the old bakery was.
Oh yeah.
How many bakeries do they have in the old city for the Jewish?
Was it about three or four?
And everybody used to...
There was my father,
yeah.
My uncle, and my grandfather.
Three
bakers.
You mean those are the only bakers,
yeah,
Jewish bakers in
there? Yeah.
Honey, the women would make their tzitzayunus or their bread. They'd have to take them to the bakery to bake. Nobody had ovens. They had stoves to cook, but no ovens.
Hmm.
So this was the only way they could manage.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, it really is, because the whole community is the same.
They had to use the same thing.
What is it? I said that the first time he came here, from 1907 to 1910, and then he went back to Rhodes. He stayed there 3 or 4 months. And then the whole family came to Seattle, Washington. We stayed in Seattle, Washington three years. I was there 3 years. Then we all went back to Rhodes.
Yeah, but when your brother and your sister were born.
Because my mother was in Seattle, there were only about two families. She was, you know, she had five kids, you know. And in 1913, we got letters from Rhodes that the Italians occupied the island of Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a whole army, Italian army going to Rhodes, you know, disembarking Rhodes. And they were spending money like crazy. There was big prosperity, everybody was making money like crazy.
So they decided to go back.
So we decided to go back. By the time we get back, everything was normal. All the stores were normal, you know? And they had to go back to struggle again for a living, you know?
Yeah, but when you went back, you had two additions. Your brother was born in Seattle,
and
your
sister.
Started out with three, then there was
five.
Oh.
Back to Rhodes, you know? And then my father, and he tried to start business at a bakery. He didn't like it. He thought he was making easy money. So he says, I'm going back to Seattle. So he left the whole family.
Again.
In Rhodes. He came back again. He came back to Los Angeles.
Why did he go to Los Angeles? Why did he come to Los Angeles rather than Seattle?
Because there was a couple other Bruce Lee's in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
The climate is good in Los Angeles.
Seattle
was cold. The road is even bigger. And we, Mr. Rhodes, the war broke out. See?
Uh-huh.
And then after the war broke out, 1919, he sent for me.
Just yourself?
Yeah, came here, 1920, I came here. I came here, my father had 2 years, he went back to Rhodes. Back to Rhodes, he tried to do business over there, didn't like it. And then he was getting old, the fourth time he came here, he was getting old, and then he wasn't feeling good, so we sent him back to Rhodes, it was the last time.
Oh. That was too bad we sent him back.
That's when they had the problem. Oh, the Germans, of course,
yeah.
Took them to the concentration camp. Uh-huh. Let's see. So, when he came to Seattle the first time, his first job was
in baking again? No, the first time he had a shoeshine
stand. He was shoeshine at first in Seattle.
And so he made $2,000 shoeshine.
Was it really? I thought he was baking then.
No, the second time.
Oh.
Oh, the second time he came, he went to bake.
He didn't like it. He was a tough time.
He was working with a Jewish bakery, maybe, or
well, he was baked for our people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah. It was hard. Very hard to get up early in the morning, deliver the bread, you know, and it was tough. You couldn't make it go. So we heard there was big prosperity in the roads. So if we had to make roads,
at least you were able to have the money to go back and forth.
Oh yes.
That was good. How about when he came back to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
What, you know what occupation he took then?
I think he started a restaurant.
Yeah, a restaurant.
And
my
father, Winston Street, do you find your street there? My father's restaurant.
My grandfather.
Winston Street. My father's restaurant. Winston Street.
Yeah.
And then when my father went to back to Rhodes, her father bought
my father bought it.
The restaurant. Winston Street. See?
And that was what, 1920 or something?
1920, 21, 22, something like that. But after that, see, and then after 22, after the First World War, all the single men used to go and eat in the restaurant. What's the farm? Used to go to the restaurant. Well, pretty soon, the war finished the war, and then they started getting married. All the girls from Rhodes used to come over here, come in, they were getting married.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty soon, there were no single people. So there were no business for the restaurant.
Well, because the restaurant was like a coffee house or what?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, everybody's working. All day Saturday.
All the Saturday.
After work, just to eat there, you know, every noon and the evening.
What kind of, like, when did you come? You were here in, you were in Seattle in 1910 or so?
1910 to 1913.
And then you came to Los Angeles in
1920.
And what kind of things do they have at the restaurant? Do they serve?
Oh, arroz, you know, kind of salsa, our food.
And that cafe al Turk and...
Sure,
everything.
That's our
cooking.
Because from what I understand, like, they had a coffee house. Was it, you had not only coffee house,
restaurant.
But it was also a restaurant as well?
Restaurant, oh yes.
Uh-huh. I even recall that restaurant when my father had.
Better one Street. Oh yes.
214.
Pretty soon, all the young men.
The address.
To get married, and they got married, and then it was all over. There was no business at the restaurant.
Because it was mostly a business.
It was all for the
for the
sleep.
But was it most of the business at night, or was it during the
daytime.
Day?
Daytime.
Day and night. Those who work downtown, see?
So they all
come
go
for lunch and for dinner.
Yeah, I see.
Plus, there must have been a lot of them,
yeah.
I think, that whose wives were still in Rhodes, and they were like bachelors here.
Very few, they were.
Really?
Most of them were bachelors.
What I mean, most of them, their families.
After the war, after the First World War, then they start to send for the girls from Rhodes. Some of them went to Rhodes, got married, and came back.
Let's see. What were the, did they ever have a restaurant in the old city of Rhodes?
There's one restaurant.
Yeah. Owned by the Jews?
There was one restaurant.
We ate there.
Yeah.
When we went there.
It was the same as the, it was there from years ago?
Was that the same restaurant, honey, that before you left that was there?
No, there was a restaurant.
No, there wasn't any restaurant when you were living there.
The restaurant, there were
Greek
restaurants.
But not
Peter's. No.
How about coffee houses?
So what is that coffee house here?
Was there a coffee house where the Jews would go to at night?
Yes, there was. The Jews and Turks used to go there.
What was that like? I'm curious about that. Like, from my understanding, I went to Turkey, and I remember going to the
coffee house.
We had coffee, and we also had the hookah.
This is in Istanbul. That they used to smoke? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like, did they ever have
that
in Rhodes?
Huh?
Did they ever have that in Rhodes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know,
did the Jews do it, though? Or was it just the Turks?
Turks and Jews, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. But there was, in each place, there was the street where all the merchants were, for instance, the dry goods merchants, you know, they were the customers, that they had a wire connected with the coffee house. They used to ring 1, 2, 3 at coffee house. That means bring 3 coffees.
That's clever.
And the customer would sit down and serve you coffee. Do that. Even in Jerusalem, when Jerusalem went to, you know, go around in the old Jerusalem, they were looking at some antiques over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the man said, that we'll order some coffee for you. So we don't want a coffee. So they pulled the wire, direct to the coffee shop, and they bring coffee. There was no source, There was no electricity.
They had only outhouses.
Outhouses, all outhouses.
Was that in each house? There was an outhouse?
Outhouse in each house. And there was no sewers. There was no water, running water. They had cisterns, they call it. Uh-huh. Rainwater, it's called it rainwater.
You mean they had to carry their water into the house?
Oh, it was for washing and for washing.
What about drinking water?
You had to go to the
Main square to get the
main
water?
Main square, there was a faucet there. There were four faucets, which you got those big, carry on the shoulder. And you go there and carry that water home for drinking water. No, no electricity. We had lamps with kerosene lamps, you know, during the old days. Everything is modern. Everything is modernized. Sewer, water, electricity, everything, shower.
Was it, like when you came back, after you'd first been to Seattle, were things better then? Did they have anything?
Was there any improvements?
The Italians were there then.
What kind of improvements did they do with just the few years that you were gone?
Well, there was starting to improve, basically, because they were starting to excavate, to put in sewers for electricity, you know, for water, and then they were bringing drink water to the homes, you know, and then they had electricity. But when I was there, they were working on it, see?
I see.
It takes time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But after that, every home had electricity, water, running water, sewer, everything was there.
Uh-huh.
But the old days, was nothing. That's
why. No baths, honey. They have to go to a public bath.
Oh,
take their bath.
Turkish bath, yeah.
Turkish bath?
Oh, yeah. The women used to go about once a month.
Once a month.
Every 3, 4, 5, 8. When there was a holiday, the men used to go to take a bath.
Believe it?
Boy.
Yeah.
But now it's so unheard of out here.
Yeah, but we used to go swimming.
They
swam. Swim a lot,
see? Uh-huh. Do you used to take a soap in with you when you go in the ocean, or?
No.
Just water. Where did you used to swim? Out by the, in the little, right outside the city?
Yeah.
Right outside the wall?
Yeah, by the ocean. There's a couple of rocks from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
The harbor.
You see it, you'll see.
The harbor.
I've seen one picture of a little area where it looks like you can swim, but how many, I think it was, I don't know exactly where it is, but like, the people would go there like, every day they swim out there, or once a week?
Did you used to go where the hotel that we stayed? Near the
Mandrake. Yeah, we
swim
there. Yeah, we swim there.
But
most of them swim by the
right off the gate.
You know, Puerto
del
Mar.
Yeah. Where the rocks are.
Where the rocks. That's how you got scalped.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's we swim there.
And how did the Jews get along with the Greeks and the Turks and the Italians? Did they get along well with all of them, or was there sometimes trouble?
No, the Italians were treated just very well.
And how about the Greeks?
Greeks are now here.
Well, there were days to be alright.
Were there Greeks there in your time?
Always there were. The
but they were not in. They didn't have the island while you were there. The Greeks.
No.
You were there with
there
the Turks.
There were 3 times more Greeks than Turks in the island all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Always.
But the Turks had the island.
The Turks had
there for 400 years, I guess. Yeah, that was going to the Romans. Crusaders, Turks, the Greeks, Italians,
and now the Greeks.
And now the Greeks again. And there's so many battles in that island, you know.
Yeah.
You know the story of Cleopatra, who's going to 1,000 ships. Those ships were built in Rhodes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The history there, Rhodes. There's those.
Museum there is very interesting.
Oh yeah.
That big museum there.
Let's see. Eli, what was, and so when you came to this country, you first worked at the restaurant?
No, I was in a fruit stand.
Oh, fruit stand?
Yeah.
So you weren't working?
Well, not with his father.
Uh-huh.
No. I was working in a fruit stand. I went to the market business.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed there.
And we stayed there until he quit.
Retired.
Grandfather. You worked for my grandfather?
Yeah.
No.
You never worked for Joe?
No, not for Joe.
My uncle worked for you.
No. there were a lot of produce. I remember there were a lot of people that were in produce.
Yeah, markets and produce.
How come there aren't that many now? They just...
Well, they must have died already.
But like, was the business good?
Well, yeah, it was living, you know. First thing, we couldn't speak the language very well. So we know the language, see? So there was a few, there were less businesses, we got in, see? Uh-huh. Naturally, you learn the business, you will stay there. We didn't go to school or anything like that. So we had to stay that business to make a living.
Uh-huh.
So, well, we didn't get educated by our children, see? Second generation, they're all educated, they're not in that business no more.
And my son is not in the grocery business.
He's a stockbroker.
He's a stockbroker.
Oh, yeah,
David.
You
know
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
He's a stockbroker, see?
Uh-huh.
And I got doctors and dentists and
your grandfather was in the grocery business, and your other grandfather was in the produce business,
yeah.
But you're not in the produce business.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
So this is the difference.
That's what, yeah, it
changes.
It's no longer father to son.
No, the grandparents, the new generation, the children got a better education, naturally. They're going into different
fields. The road is the one that they want to
cycle all over again.
The road is from father to son.
They claimed that, you know, they were all very intellectual. Then they got backwarded again by being pushed out and going into these foreign areas where they had to start all over again. So now it's coming to the same time.
Yeah.
And they weren't the same.
Yeah, right.
See?
Yeah.
It's a complete cycle, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Now you want to know about her father, don't you? Her father.
First I have something, what was the greatest difficulty in coming to this country, do you think, for the immigrants?
Immigrants?
Yeah.
Well, I think the language.
Well, the language was the first thing. The language, naturally, you couldn't get no... For instance, if we had a profession or something, you know, if we were a carpenter or something, you know, it was very hard to get a job because you couldn't speak the language.
Uh-huh.
So, you take whatever you could get.
And did they try to learn English here?
Well, of course. Most of them learned fast.
Did anybody go to school at all to learn it?
You did.
Well, I went 3 months. I went 3 months to school.
Uh-huh. And did most of the immigrants go to school, or most of learn on their own?
Well, some of them went to night school, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure, period. But we learned while working, you know. That they were not. You hear the English every day. You have to learn.
Uh-huh.
So, especially when you're young, you learn fast, see?
Yeah.
We were young, uh-huh. So we learned fast. And after a few months,
the older people
were able to speak. We were able to understand everything.
You know, the older people that came had
learn. Well, they were not exposed, you know. They were hot all the time, you know. They couldn't learn. But if he had a job, they had to learn.
Okay.
So her father, he came here in 1907.
Yeah.
Sure. He was that time my father did.
He
went
to Seattle.
Seattle. And then from Seattle he went to Alaska.
Yeah. This kind of story I want
yeah,
to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
If I went to Alaska, how long he stayed in Alaska? He lived about a year or two, I think. He made some money, and then he went back to Rhodes.
He went to the rich American.
Mr. Hazen.
Yeah.
Rhodes, and then he married my mother.
Like, do you know what occupation he had in Rhodes, or was he a young man when he left?
He was a merchant. He was a merchant.
Mm-hmm.
He was a merchant.
That's what my grandfather did, wasn't he?
Your grandfather was, well, he had a little store, like a little grocery store, and he used to cater to all the school kids. He was a great friend of the kids. Oh, he was
candy.
He sell all the school supplies, groceries, and give him credit, you know. And he was Hazan too in the temple. He used to sing in the temple, you know.
Oh, really?
Hazan.
Which temple was it?
Our temple, Kal Shalom.
Kal Shalom?
Yeah.
I see.
And then your father stayed in Rhodes how long after you got married? She was born in Turkey, Mersina.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mersina, where's that?
Turkey.
What part of Turkey?
Well, it's on the coast of Turkey.
It's just a few miles.
About
from
15 miles far away.
Actually, my dad, I think, went into business there in Mersina or something.
Yeah,
and where
next four minutes.
Until he went broke. He went into business with an uncle, a brother-in-law.
They went broke.
And my father got broke, picked up my mother and me and my younger sister.
Seattle, was it?
My dad was not what you call refined or cultured. He was very tough.
It was tough money.
Actually, he had a... Gosh, he beat up on some big
spider.
Right.
He was a strong, very, very strong man.
Wow.
He had hands twice as big as mine.
My dad had to have special shoes made for himself. He used to wear a size 13 shoe. That was the funniest thing we had more fun with him. But one day, I remember when he owned the restaurant downtown.
Yeah.
He got into an argument with this
Angel.
Was that his name?
Prize fighter.
My dad just picked him up by the nape of his neck and threw him right through the plate glass window.
Oh,
but he was really a tough character.
Did you hear any of the stories? Like, was it work hard in Alaska, or was it...
Oh, yeah, sure. It was hard work. But he was a big guy, and he was very strong, you know. He was a very strong man.
Did he have any work in Seattle at all, or did he...
I don't actually know what he did in Seattle while he was there. He probably worked in the fisheries, because he had...
friends.
And Nisimo Hadif was a relative of his.
Oh, yeah.
And this is probably where he heard about the deal going to Alaska, you know.
Yeah.
From the fisheries, you know, where they did all that... I don't know if they were in that... He used to be in the fish business.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in Seattle and I started going to kindergarten. The next time we went back there, which was the second trip or third trip, God knows how many times we went back and forth. And I remember my father working for him on my dam in the fisheries.
And then he went to Rhodes and tried to import export?
Yeah.